3 days before the South Carolina Republican primary, and the question on everyone's mind seems to be, has time run out for those who are hoping to dislodge Mitt Romney from that front-runner place? The former Massachusetts governor is up big in South Carolina polls, and if he goes on to win the Palmetto State, even Newt Gingrich admits he is all but certain to win the presidential nomination for the GOP. But 3 days could be a long period of time, especially in South Carolina, where some of the most charitable descriptions of politics down there is rough and tumble. Joining us now, Chad Connolly, South Carolina GOP chairman. Chad, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you doing today? Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're with us. First of all, let's talk about this, as I called it, rough and tumble, but that's, you know, one of the nicer adjectives people have used about the primary process in South Carolina. Why is it so rough down there?
Well, I don't know why it's so rough. I'm sure it's not my fault. I've only been involved for, you know, 20 years or so at some level. But certainly in the past, we've seen a little bit of everything here. In fact, I kind of think this year's fairly tame compared to some of the things I've heard that happened in the past with the really nasty, ugly whisper campaigns and the really negative literature drops on people's windshields and stuff like that. So I think this is just the typical bare-knuckle brawl that is a primary.
And I wonder, Chad, if you feel like it's healthy. I want to play for you a couple of clips, healthy for the party anyway. Yeah. This one is Rick Santorum in a GOP debate in Florida.
In 2010, when I was deployed to Iraq, I had to lie about who I was because I'm a gay soldier, and I didn't want to lose my job. My question is, under one of your presidencies, do you intend to circumvent the progress that's been made for gay and lesbian soldiers in the military?
And at the end there, you heard those boos coming from the audience. That was September in Orlando, a question for Rick Santorum. That became viral, thousands and thousands of hits on the internet. And now take a listen to this.
Governor Romney, your father was born in Mexico. You still have family there. Yet you have taken the hardest line of anyone on this stage on immigration reform.
You know, so Chad, maybe we're being rough on South Carolina. Maybe the entire nomination process has been rough. And I wonder if you feel like it's been healthy or good for the GOP.
I think that those two instances are both commentator-driven. And also, the gay soldier situation, that was taken totally out of context. And the people there weren't booing Rick Santorum's answer. They were booing the way this guy asked the question and tried to pin them down. They also were booing the fact that Democrats don't get asked these kinds of questions. And the Juan Williams question has been criticized in conservative circles. So I don't think these are the Republican versus Republican, back and forth of the primary. I think these are a lot of media-driven things that the Democrats don't just get exposed to. You know, a lot of people have kind of said and accused Juan Williams' question as race-baiting the other night, even with the Newt Gingrich situation. So I think these are completely outside of the primary ball. Look, primaries are tough, and everything comes out, and I'm one of those people that doesn't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing to vet out questions about candidates. Let them answer them. Let them hone their questions, because it's not like we're going to be able to tell Obama, look, we need you to play nice now.
Wait, that's just not going to happen. Let me make sure I understand you, Chad. You're saying that the soldier was at fault because it's not fair for him to ask if Rick Santorum wants to bring back Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
No, I didn't say he was at fault. I said that entire context, they weren't booing Rick Santorum at all.
No, they were booing the soldier.
I watched that entire thing. They booed the commentators for the way they presented the question and the way it was presented to the candidates and the fact that the Democrats don't get asked these kind of questions in public arenas.
It seemed to me like they were booing the soldier, but let's move on and talk about a candidate who's maybe on the ballot, even though he's not, Stephen Colbert, not on the ticket because he wasn't in time, but he's obviously the super PAC that's loosely allied with him, although not coordinating, is airing a lot of ads. Here's an example of one of the ads they're showing on TVs there.
The people of South Carolina are frustrated. It's less than a week before the election, and there's still no candidate for us. Plus, the economy. Thankfully, there is one name on the ballot that stands for true Americaninity, Herman Cain.
So that's an example going on there. I wonder how this is playing out among South Carolina voters.
It's not playing out at all. It's Stephen Colbert, you know, playing a spoof and having fun with it. Nobody can stop him from doing that. That's kind of what he does. He's a provocateur, and he's an entertainer, and so he's kind of picked up on a storyline and made something of it. He can't get voted on in this primary. He's not on the ballot. There's not a mechanism for doing write-ins on the ballot, so he's just having fun with it. I don't think it has any impact.
Although he's asked voters to vote for Herman Cain if they support him.
And like I said, that won't make any impact on the election whatsoever.
Do you agree? Do you subscribe to the idea that Mitt Romney, if he wins the South Carolina primary, will become the eventual nominee?
Look, for 30 years now, South Carolina's had a track record of picking the eventual nominee. We pick presidents is our motto. So, yeah, whoever wins here is going to go on to be the eventual nominee, in my opinion.
But do you think that in order to win South Carolina, the candidates have to tailor their message to South Carolina voters?
South Carolina voters don't want them to tailor their message. They want to find out who they really are. People look for authenticity. I mean, look at Obama. It's a train wreck of a disaster of a guy who's in over his head. He campaigned as a centrist, and he's running a government that Karl Marx would be appreciative of and write about. So people don't want somebody to tailor their message.
You're saying that President Obama's administration is Marxist?
I'm saying that Karl Marx would have really appreciated bank takeovers, Obamacare, intervention in private enterprise like what he's done in South Carolina with the NLRB, intervention with the DOJ and the voter ID law and immigration laws. I think Karl Marx would have loved what he's seeing here in America through the Obama administration.
That seems extreme, Chad.
We definitely think his administration is extreme, but the point is he ran as a centrist, and he's not governing that way. So people are looking for authenticity. They're looking for somebody who really is who they say they are. They don't want you to tailor their message at all. You know, folks here don't think they've got to agree with you 100%. They want to find out who you stand for because, look, I got a wife and four kids. I don't agree with them, and they don't agree with me every day. So we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for authenticity and real people.
Well, let me ask you, are you endorsing a candidate?
No, I've never endorsed as a chairman. I don't think most chairmen have. I don't think it's the right thing to do.
But are you predicting?
Don't want to move the needle.
Are you predicting?
No, I thought my Clemson Tigers would do a lot better in the Orange Bowl, too. And I think West Virginia is still scoring. So I'm not predicting in the race either. I think it's going to be a lot tighter than people think.
And what about turnout? You want to predict that?
Yeah, we're looking around 450,000 is kind of what we're hearing.
All right. Chad Connolly, South Carolina GOP chairman. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Celeste. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.